Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for February 27th to the March 5th. So this will be our last little bit in the month of February, and then we start into March. February went by, like, it feels like literally we went to sleep and woke up and February was gone, which probably is a good thing because February has been a lot of work energetically. There's been a lot of big energies constantly coming through, almost like an acceleration of the shifting on the planet, like in a really big way. And of course, you know, change is not comfortable. It's not when we're doing a big shift like that. It's not easy. And so I feel like March is opening us up into something different. I'd love to say that it feels like all warm and fuzzy, but I'm not getting that yet. So we're just going to kind of like have to bear down and, you know, and stick to the plan, stick to what we know, stick to how we can support ourselves the best ways possible. I feel like everybody's kind of got all of these little individual things that they're working on or going through. And I know, you know, when you're going through it, it really does feel like it's just you that's experiencing that. But again, you know, keep in mind there were others before you, there'll be others after you. And so just know that you kind of like have the support of the universe, of your ancestors, of everybody around you. Of course, they don't come in to do it for us or to give us the answers for it, but they do give us that moral support if we allow it. Like if we kind of, the thing about receiving support is you need to be in a certain frequency yourself or a certain bandwidth in order to receive it. It's kind of like a catch-22. You know, like if you're too low and you're feeling really shitty and you feel like you need the help, you're not going to feel the help just because you're too low and the help that you're asking for is high, right? The vibration they're asking for to come in and help you is a high frequency, and they don't necessarily drop to the lowest frequency. There's only certain angels and guides that can do that. Not all of them have the ability. It's kind of like scuba diving, right? Not all of them have the ability to go underwater and help you below. But that's where we have to come in, right? Like that's where our part of it comes in, where we have to, you know, again, if we get out of our heads and just focus on our frequency and say, okay, if I'm thinking this thought around that situation, that's how it's making me feel, that's affecting my frequency. So what can I do to change that? How can I change that so my frequency rises instead of dropping all of the time? And they did give me some insights into that. So there's a whole bunch of stuff here that they gave me for us, what they said that we needed to know. So I'm going to jump right in. So they said there's a slight upheaval of energetic forces. They said galactic families within the galactic families. Now, I know it's a big thing to wrap your head around. I don't spend a huge amount of time in it just because it's, you know, it's a lot, right? There's a lot of things to know and feel. But you can bet that when there are things going on in the galactics, that it has a ripple effect down here that we are going to feel it. So, and just like we have our, you know, our lives here, we're doing all of our stuff here on this planet. There are, you know, multiple universes where, you know, other galactic families are doing their things as well. And they're, you know, and things to remember is they're much higher advanced civilizations than we are. Right? We're like, this is kind of like, in all of the galaxies, Earth is kind of like the hood. It's like the slums. This is we come from the planet of the slums. So all of the galactic families, all of their stuff, you know, is probably the stuff they're going through is probably a lot more intense than what we're going through. But they're saying that it's sending a ripple effect down here. So whatever they're going through right now is sending a ripple effect down here. In particular, that's when they showed me the sun around that. So, and that's with the solar flares, the geostorms. Right now, we are in a KP index of 7, which is intense energy. That means that massive energy is plasma, is coming off of the sun. Very strong, intense energy to hit a 7. It started building yesterday. So you may feel a little bit jumpy, a little bit wobbly today because of that. That's a lot of energy coming through these dense human vehicles. So they said that part of that that's happening is a recalibration of neurons and neutrons. I'm not a scientist and I don't know anything about those. So you might want to look up. I know what a neuron is. I didn't know what they're talking about with neutrons. So go and look that up and see what they're talking about. They're saying continue on this timeline, the rising above. So that will be the getting out of fear, trying to stay above it, trying to, you know, I watched a girl in the universe the other day, and I've been following her for a long time. I just stopped kind of like watching her stuff because it was the same stuff over and over again. And she, you know, she talks about the ascension process and she calls it amazing. And this is an amazing time and everything is amazing. And I watch her and I listen and I think, well, that's amazing for you, but it's not that way for me. And I don't know how many people are feeling like it's amazing, but regardless, we're getting the recalibration. So that's, you know, and we got to rise above it. So I guess, you know, it doesn't help anybody to focus on the bad or the negative of stuff. It doesn't, even if there is bad and negative, even if it does feel like shit, it's not going to be helpful to focus on it. So I think that rising above was for all of us to hear. They said neutral energy creates stronger forces. Now, I know this to be true, you know, especially when I'm, you know, having the neurological flare-ups where I'm getting the vertigo and I can't walk and, you know, that kind of stuff, which can totally deflate me. And if I sit there and I just focus on that stuff, I'm out of the game completely. So do yourself a favor, and no matter what shit you're going through right now, no matter what struggle you're going through right now, just give yourself a break every once in a while and try and get your mind off of whatever it is that you're going through, whatever the problem is. Just give yourself a break, a breather from it every once in a while, because when we do that, our energy becomes neutral. And when we have neutral energy, we can literally build our forces up. So that's what they're telling us to do. They said amplified energies into March. So that's, you know, we're going to be going into March with a bang. So yeah, you should probably take care of yourself and get some rest. Who knows what's going to happen next? I have no idea. But they said this, they said all is well. They said no need to worry. So that is important. And I think they gave that to me because, like I said, sometimes when I ask for things and I get nothing from it, my, you know, my ego pain body jumps in there and like assumes the worst, and, you know, goes into fear about it. But, you know, they're saying all is well, no need to worry. So remind yourself of that. If anything kind of unknown feels like off or scary or like you're unsure of it, maybe that can be the mantra. All is well, no need to worry. All is well, no need to worry. They said stay in the vibration of peace and gratitude. It goes a long way and will take you a long way. So that's, I mean, and this is stuff you guys know. It's stuff that I know, but it's not always stuff that we practice, right? Like it's easy to get caught in the human stuff and not be always in a place of peace or gratitude, right? You know, especially when you're dealing with stuff, you know, it's when you're in the middle of some kind of big drama, it's not always easy to find that, but you can find it. If you look, you can find it. They said, rest assured your soul is being cared for. And so I think that that's really important because, you know, it's our soul is such a big part of us, but I know, you know, for me, you know, going through this illness, going through the neurological stuff, there's been so many moments where my soul energy feels like it's shrunk, like where there's moments where my soul energy feels like it's not even here. And, you know, those were terrifying moments. And that happens. And I feel like it happens when, you know, our soul leaves our body all the time. And especially when there's kind of drama or danger, it does leave as like a protective measure. And it's nothing to be afraid of or fearful about. But it does, I think, gives you a good indication of doing more things to solidify your soul connection. So, of course, you know, meditation is one of the easiest ways to do that, because our soul energy is so subtle that if we're busy doing other things, talking, thinking, breathing, if we're doing all of these things, it's hard for us to feel that connection, to feel the strength, to feel that energy, that source of energy. And so meditation is really, really important. You know, when you can do this, like getting outside is really important to do. I know here, you know, in Ontario, it's freezing still right now. It's probably like that if you're in Canada anywhere right now. But as much as you possibly can, I spend a lot of time, you know, if I'm in my office, looking out the window. And so luckily, you know, I've got lots of trees that I can see, and the birds come and visit me all the time. Yesterday morning, I had 7 doves sitting in the tree right at my office window, which I love that it's because the doves come and visit me every once in a while. And I really feel like they're kind of a mix between angelic energy and alien energy. If you've ever seen them before, they're kind of, they're strange birds. And when they interact with the other birds, they're kind of strange too. They're very neutral birds though. They're not, you know, they never push any of the other birds out of the way. They don't fight over the food. And they always have this like movement to them. They've always got this interesting kind of like movement about them, which is kind of interesting. Anyways, the birds, they come and they give me insights. And so of course we can gain tons of insights through animals, right? Through your pets. There's, you know, our animals are very high vibrational beings because they're not bogged down with all of the human stuff. So they have that advantage. So definitely, you know, be around your animals, just sitting there talking to them, petting them, holding them. Even, you know, if you're not a healer or you don't do healing energy, you know, professionally, just laying your hands on your animal and having the intention of sending healing frequencies is very powerful, because that healing frequency runs through you, right? So the angels will send the energy through you to your pet. And then, of course, you receive the healing as well. They said subtle nuances in the mind should be dismissed. And I feel like this is just like, they're saying our radars are on high alert, needless worry, needless waste of energy. So for this, they just said dial it down. So for this on the mind, it's like time to just kind of dial that chatter down. Whatever chatter is coming through on your radio frequency, on your radio station, just dial it down. Just because I feel like they're saying it's overriding stuff that needs to come through. So just kind of dial down that chatter. This is interesting. They said, do not confuse chaos and calm, especially at night. And so I know for myself, a lot of healing happens for me during the night, during sleep time. And, you know, and at nighttime, I will often call in the angels and have them come in and help me work on the stuff that I'm healing. And for me, they've been doing so much stuff with my nervous system. So, you know, I'm waking up in the middle of the night and to get up to go to the bathroom, and my eyes are locked shut. They're literally, the muscles in my eyes are locked shut, and I have to, like, it takes me a few moments to kind of like pry them open, get them open, and then they're okay. It doesn't happen in the morning. It's happening only in the middle of the night. And I feel it's kind of like when they're doing the work on you, it's like when they do the psychic surgery, they kind of like shut everything down. It's like they shut everything off so that they can do the work that they need to do. So if you're having strange things happening to you in the middle of the night like that, or you're having, you know, some people, I know, are feeling like excess energy in the middle of the night, if you're having any of that stuff going on, just kind of get your head out of the chaotic thinking or feeling around it, go into the calm of it, and, you know, and go on the side of you're being helped, you're being healed. And then that frequency, of course, will help the healing to happen. And they said because of that, with all that, they said the recalibration of structures within. And they use that word, structures within. So I feel like that's kind of what's happening with us, like when they're doing that work at nighttime. You know, often during the daytime, we're way too busy, you know, talking, busy doing things. And so, of course, for them to come and work with us during the daytime is virtually impossible. So they do it at nighttime when we're sleeping. And so if there's stuff that you want help with, then definitely call in the angels at night, you know, before you go to sleep. Say your prayers, ask them to come in. You know, you can ask God to choose which angel is best to work with you. And then ask them to give them permission to be able to do the stuff that they need to do. And then you'll start to notice some bigger shifts happening for you, because if you don't do the healing at nighttime when you're sleeping, then during the daytime, that's when healing needs to happen. And it's not going to happen because you're busy doing stuff. So there needs to be that time. You know, like, have you ever watched those, you know, future shows? We just watched Interstellar again. I think we saw it a long time ago, but if you get a chance, you can watch it. It's a pretty interesting movie. With Matthew McConaughey, but what they do is they, when they go down for their deep sleeps, because they're out in space, they go down for like months at a time. They literally go into like these pods, right? They go underwater and vacuum zipped up into the thing, and that's all their systems are off, right? And that's the kind of thing that needs to happen for us too here. That's why we go to sleep. It's one of the reasons why, you know, humans need to sleep. Animals too, if you look at your animals are probably sleeping a lot of time, right? They, especially cats tend to sleep the majority of the day. And definitely when they're going into sleep mode, that's when they're receiving the healing. That's when healing happens for them. So it's the same for us. Okay, guys, so we have our readings, our live readings tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to see, I'm just going to play it by ear, how the energies go and how things are happening. But I'll be there. I'll show up unless I you know, get some other stuff that happens. But it's on my agenda to be there. So you guys can be there. And if you're not going to be able to be there and you'd like some kind of a reading, then just let me know. Just send it to me and maybe I'll pull some cards for people tomorrow. We can just do that. I can just do some pull cards and see what Spirit has to say through that, just so that we can get some guidance. You know, the thing about going for the readings all the time, because we do it like every month, is, and normally, you know, nobody would ever go every month for a reading. The idea of the readings is really just to connect with the spirit world, just to really, you know, spend that time together, raising our frequency, rising above it, and then getting in any insights or guidance that might be helpful. That's the purpose of it. So we don't necessarily need to always go in with like, oh, I need to know about this and this is urgent. We don't need, sometimes, you know, we can just say, tell me what I need to know right now, what's important. We can do those with the oracle cards. That's helpful for that. Okay, guys, so have an amazing week, and yeah, the readings will be tomorrow. If you can't, then make sure you go into the hub, make sure you're doing all the stuff in the hub, and supporting yourself in the best way possible. Talk to you guys soon.